This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Frank Cusimano coming up here in about 15 minutes. We usually wrap up the weekend of sports with him on a Monday because of the holiday. He is going to slide in here in just a few minutes. In the next hour, got to think about this just a little bit. Oh, yeah, Dwayne Patterson, our friend from hotair.com. And there's a real interesting piece from a journalist in Wisconsin on some of the trans stuff out there, and we're going to get Brooke on the air. Brooke Branchin is her name, at 5:32. So, you know, I a little bit earlier this afternoon talked slightly, just a little bit, about the shooting in Minnesota. You know, sometimes these things happen, they're big stories, and then they go away, and we don't hear much about what happened. And I think there's still some questions, certainly, about the mother and the father. It's interesting. Andy Ngo, who's been out there, he's very, very popular on the interwebs, wrote an entire piece kind of defending the mom of the shooter because apparently she was getting a lot of blame online that maybe was not deserved. I can get into that just a little bit as well. But Franny Block is with us from the Free Press and wrote something that was a follow-up to another piece that was in the FP earlier this year. She joins us. This is related to the shooting in Minneapolis. Hello, Franny. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
So you introduced us to a guy by the name of Pat McGonigal, but this is a Q&A that you did with him in the aftermath of what happened last week. But he was part of a different story that the Free Press did earlier this year, right?
Correct. So Pat McGonigal, he's a former FBI agent, and he actually retired from the force a few years ago because a case that he investigated was so difficult, it brought him to a mental health breaking point. And the case had to do with this satanic online cult called 764. And so that's really where Pat's done everything you can imagine in the FBI. He served overseas. He's worked on anti-terrorism work. But this is really the case that broke him, and it's because of how evil this ideology is.
Yeah, so in one of the things that you mentioned, I can't even imagine, you know, watching this one time, and I'll set it up this way, I'll frame it this way. One time I'm on vacation in Wisconsin, and I'm at a rental home, and two doors away from where I'm staying, I see a cop car, and I hear this shriek, Franny, that is still with me until this day. I can hear this scream from a mother who showed up because her son had committed suicide in that house. It was a vacation home.
Oh my gosh.
He had gone. It's just one of those things that, you know, when I heard the shriek, you knew something bad had happened. And then I found out. I bring this up because that stuck with me. I didn't even see anything, right? But I can remember mm-hmm. that moment. But here's a guy who does this investigation into a 13-year-old kid who was manipulated and then, you know, died by suicide. And he has to watch the video of this over and over as part of the investigation, right?
Correct. Yes. He had to watch this video that you mentioned. He had to watch many other just horrendous videos of children hurting themselves. And this goes back to what this online cult believes in, which is this very sick, satanic form of social Darwinism. And they essentially try to manipulate vulnerable young children into hurting themselves. And it's seen as a prize. If in doing so, and sometimes recording it, posting it online. It's really sick and horrible. It's unimaginable. And this is what Pat was investigating and ultimately what ended his career in the FBI.
So I can't imagine, you know, having to investigate things along those lines. You mentioned that there was a guy that was finally arrested as a leader of 764. I've never heard of this group. And if I have, I really haven't paid close attention. But you decided to call him in the aftermath of the shooting last week because there's some references in the manifesto of this shooter to this group 764.
Yes. Yeah, so it appears based off of the writings in the manifesto and other writings posted on the internet that the shooter, Robin Westman, may have been a subscriber to this type of ideology. There's a group called the Order of Nine Angels or Angles, which appears to be related to 764. These are all of these different kind of online cults. And it appears that ultimately what's the through line ideology here is this idea of nihilism, this idea of just wanting the world to burn, that there's nothing to live for. And that appears to really read throughout many of the materials produced by the shooter in this scenario. And so that's why I called Pat, is because I wanted to know, why is this nihilism taking hold among so many young people in this country? What is going on, and what can we do? What can the FBI do to try to stop it?
And what was his answer there? Because, you know, one of the questions would be, where are they, right? How are they hiding? How do they decide what they do? And can we do anything to stop them? And a lot of this is all done online.
Yes. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The way Pat describes it is a lot of these people, these predators, they hang out in online chat groups and they especially look for kids who are dealing with mental health problems. So they're looking into online chat groups where kids are talking about how they're really struggling with something, how they're going through something. And they try to then lure those kids out of the chat groups into one-on-one conversations. And that's ultimately where these predators look for victims. And so the way Pat describes it is, one, the most important thing that parents in particular need to be looking out for is just not being cavalier about their children's use of the internet, because there are all of these very scarable, very disturbed and sick people on there who potentially are looking to do harm.
Yeah, and as the parent of a 10-year-old, and, you know, I've navigated this with my kids who are older. They're in their 20s right now, and it was tough enough to do that 10 years ago or, you know, a little bit more than that. It's even more scary now because of all these things that are lurking out there. And in this particular case, this is quite a quote from Pat McMonagle. He says, "When I signed up to work in the FBI, I expected to be fighting terrorists whose ideologies were known and were waging a war against the U.S. and the West. But these faceless people online, to me, were more than terrorists." And that, for a guy that's worked in, you know, that line for decades, coming across a lot of bad people, that's quite a statement, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I asked Pat about that, actually. I'm like, what is it about these groups that made it so hard to investigate? And he said, it's just the pure evil. And that stuck with me a lot in talking to Pat about these issues. And what he witnessed and saw as an FBI agent is he just couldn't get over the pure evil of what this ideology is and what these people believe and what they try to do to the most vulnerable people in our society. And I'll also add that, you know, as you said, Pat, he's been all over the world. He's literally survived bombs from enemy fire while stationed abroad trying to protect the United States. And yet it's this evil that he simply cannot shake.
So he seemed to indicate, if I'm interpreting this correctly, in the conversation with you, that the FBI wasn't really doing well at tracking or at least even paying attention to groups like this. But he feels like maybe they've righted the ship and there's a little bit more focus on a group like this.
Yes, he said that he feels finally the FBI is really focusing and putting resources towards investigating these groups. Actually, they've created a new classification of a criminal. It's called a nihilistic violent extremist, or an NVE. And I think this classification is perhaps the first step in the signal that the FBI is really taking this issue seriously. They are looking to investigate and stop criminals who adhere to this type of nihilistic ideology, who just simply hold some of the most hateful, odious views that you could imagine across the political spectrum in every single way, and they just simply want to see the world burn. And now the FBI is really trying to investigate them and dedicate resources towards trying to stop this.
I'm guessing you watched the creepy video that came out before they pulled it down and just heard the narration from the killer, which is beyond bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I did.
Yeah. I mean, and you just, I don't know, you know, and I mentioned there's some questions about the parents. I don't know if you have opinions about the mom or the dad at this point. It seems to be a lot of questions about the mom because she approved the change of name, but not a lot of focus on the dad. And I'm a little uncomfortable in putting, you know, blame on parents for kids that are doing crazy stuff, and we don't know all the facts at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know all the facts there, and I don't know everything about this person, about their family, and what's going on in that direction. The reason I did this story was simply because of this ideology. Having spoken to Pat previously, I knew that this was something, an area where he had expertise, and I really thought it was important for parents to know that this is out there and what they can do to try to protect their kids.
Well, good work as usual. You know, I'm a fan of the Free Press, so I like this because this is a completely different, you know, angle that I had not really even seen mentioned out there. So I appreciate you, Franny. Appreciate you coming on here on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis to talk about it.
Thanks so much
for having
me.
Take care. I mentioned, you know, there was this back and forth. I got to see if I save this because sometimes what I do is I put these things in my reading list on my iPad and now I can't find it right away. But there was the, you know, kind of the back and forth from, I mentioned Andy Ngo, who has its NGO, who has a presence, pretty good presence on Twitter. And I know that he was kind of defending the mom. I'll have to find it. I think I'm going to take my break and come back because it was interesting because they were defending the mom and the mom had done some things in the past, I guess, maybe to try to get involved with her son's her son's mental illness. But I can't find it right now. So I'll take a break. I'll come back. Then we'll have Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com after the top of the hour. Then at 5:30 this evening, I mentioned this. This is another one of those creepy things. Brooke Branchin is the writer. She's a journalist from Wisconsin. Wrote about how some of the transgender stuff is going on and how evil that particular aspect of the culture wars really is. So that's coming up at 5:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.